Is this new format, you know, going down well with the teams and with the spectators here in Donegal?
Well, it'll go down well with the clubs that are through to the quarterfinals. It probably doesn't go down well. It mightn't sit too well in Glenties maybe this afternoon, or maybe in Donegal Town as well, too. Maybe of clubs that we expected to go through, especially Niamh Connell of Glenties. You know, a very big surprise that they're out at this stage.
Well, we'll begin with Group 1 just, and, you know, the four teams that were there, St Junan's, Niamh Connell, Mallin and Clohanilly. When you would look at that draw, I suppose everybody was saying, well, sure, it's going to be quite straightforward as to who's come out of that group, and that would be St Junan's and Niamh Connell.
Yeah, the two teams that met in last year's county final. And, you know, when you look at last year's county final, the Glenties side, Niamh Connell, but it went away from that game very, very disappointed that they'd won. They probably were the better team on the day. And now, you know, a short time later, the end of the group stages, they're out of the championship. As you say, you know, them and Niamh and St Junan's were heavily favoured to go through to the quarterfinals from that group. But, you know, Mallin have been probably one of the best underdogs, if maybe that's the best way to describe them, in this county for a couple of years. Like, they've been punching really above their weight in both league and championship. They met Kilcar in the championship last year and they give them their fill of it. And in the league so far, they're doing very, very well in the league. And, you know, for a club with, you know, a small resources, a small area, they're fairly crammed in, you know, at the top of Donegal with Carndonagh very close to them and Oris coming on the other side. You know, they don't have an awful lot of numbers, but, you know, their performances that they're putting in, you know, it's sort of miraculous at times. And I know the results last night, obviously Clohanilly didn't bring their A or their B or maybe their C game to Mallin last night, and, you know, 2-16 to a point is probably one of those beatings that they'll want to forget for a long time. But, you know, you can't take it away from Mallin. They went into the game last night. I think there was a 12 or 13 point gap with Niamh Connell that they had to turn over. They could only look after what they had to do in Mallin, and they did it in some style. And then when we heard at half time that St Junan's were, 2-10 to 1-3 ahead, 10 points ahead of Niamh Connell, we knew that the writing probably was on the wall for them in the group.
Yeah, they did make a good comeback, I suppose. They closed the gap considerably, but not enough. A point would have been enough, you know, a draw would have been enough for them to get into the quarterfinals.
It was in their own hands. There would be a lot of rivalry between St Junan's and Niamh Connell going back over the last few years, and I suppose St Junan's were never going to make it easy for them. But, you know, they will be disappointed that they actually left it to the last game. And when it came to that last game, you know, the chalk was always on the cards.
Mm-hmm. What happened, Clohanilly? You know, not taken away from Mallin, but, you know, that's an amazing score.
It is, yeah. Well, I suppose the fact that they lost their opening two games, they didn't have an awful lot to play for. I know they could have avoided maybe the playoff position if they had to get the win. But, you know, travelling to Mallin, I'd say morale was very, very low. And obviously, you know, Mallin are not the type of team to let somebody away with, you know, if you're not playing well up there. They will make you suffer. And, you know, obviously they had their own game to play for. They had to get a win by as many points. It wasn't in their own hands. They had to get a win by as many points as they could and then hope that St Junan's would do them a favour. And it really turned out that way.
Mm-hmm. How good are Mallin? You know, will people fear drawing them in the quarter final?
Well, I wouldn't say that they'll fear drawing them. You know, the teams that are true as winners, that'll be in Pot A, probably will be happier that Niamh Connell are out than probably Mallin being in. And that's not, I'm not trying to be unfair to Mallin in that regard, because I think Niamh Connell would be regarded as one of the teams that possibly could win the Donegal Senior Championship this year, you know, if they were still in it. You wouldn't say the same about Mallin even at this stage, but, you know, you have to take your hat off to them. They keep battling, and you know, having to travel so far every week even to get a game, they've been up and down in Division 1, they're back up again, And, you know, they're always striving to be their best, and, you know, you have to say fair play to them.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose it's worth pointing out that Mallon and Niamh Conlon drew, so Niamh Conlon probably had their chance of getting that extra point against Mallon.
Of course they had, and that's probably where they slipped up. But, you know, I think they drew in the league as well up in Mallon, you know, earlier in the year, so it wasn't so much of a shock. And it's not that much of a shock that Mallon are through to the quarterfinals, and you know they will build on that as well, and I know they'll relish taking on one of the big guns when that quarterfinal draw is made.
How good are St Junans?
Well, St Junans probably are the form team in the county, possibly just above Kilcare at the moment shown in league and championship form. You know, they've lost a few players to America, but they'll probably be all back by the time the quarterfinal has been drawn. But, you know, they have been the flag bearers, or maybe they've set the standard over the last 10 years. And, you know, it's not going to be any different this year. Anybody that's in the pot two will not want to get St Junans when that quarterfinal draw is made.
Mm-hmm. So, St Junans and Mallon through from Section 1, or Group 1 as they call it. Let's go to Group 2 there, and maybe just run through, we'll run through the scores first of all for people out there that didn't hear the scores from last night. Ardra 1-8, McCool 13 points, and Four Masters 1-13, Glenfinn 1-12. So it's McCool's topping that table with Ardra in second spot, but it was close because Four Masters also had 4 points from, you know, their game, so it was points difference that decided this one.
It was, you know, and you know, when the draws were made originally, I think it was Group 4 they were saying was the group of death, but this probably turned out to be the group of death in this new format. You know, Four Masters very unlucky to lose out with the same amount of points as both McCool's and Ardra, but you know, you probably wouldn't have picked McCool's to top that group at the start. But, you know, they got their big result in their opening game against Glenfinn. They won easily. And that is that's the reason why they're top of the group now. Their scoring difference was much superior than to the others because of that. Because Four Masters beat McCool's by a point, and then they beat Glenfinn by a point. And as someone pointed out to me today, like, they're both Division 2 teams, so, you know, they lost their opening game, I think, by 4 points down in Ardra, and that's where they lost their chance of going through.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a big blow for Four Masters because, they in many ways, they're flatter to deceive.
Yeah, they were very unlucky last year. You know, they were the hard luck story of the championship. They had to play so many games,
yeah.
And in a very, very short time, 4 or 5 games in a couple of weeks, and there was a bit of an outcry about having to do that. This time around, I suppose, you know, they were without Carl Lacey. I know he came on and scored a point last night, which is probably good news for Donegal fans, but, you know, he wasn't available to play the part that he should be playing for his club, you know, and that they would need from him, you know, to be able to establish themselves, you know, as maybe one of the contenders for the championship.
Yeah, and you know, McCool's, why did they surprise people and top that table?
Well, as I said, they got the good result the first day against Glenfinn in the local derby, which they won easily. They were unlucky enough, they could have got a draw against Four Masters second time out, just a point in it, 9-8 in Tyrconnell Park. But last night, I suppose, you know, it just shows you what luck can be. They were up against an Ardra team that were really decimated, you know, without 5 or 6 of their regulars, including Paddy McGrath, who wasn't able to play, which is a bit worrying for Donegal, and Stephen O'Donnell and Declan Gavigan, and they had a couple of more, I think, away on holidays as well. And you know, you can't. Ardra are a reasonably good championship team, but you need all your players on board when you're playing team. And then I think young Marty O'Reilly had a particularly good game last night. He was pretty good from both frees and from play. He scored 7 in all. So, you know, McCool's did what they, just like Mallon, they did what they had to do, and Ardra weren't fit to match it.
Yeah, there was certainly a lot of word of Marty O'Reilly. He seems to be, you know, a good leader, and he's taking the frees and scoring the points, so he's valuable Acid?
Oh, he's available acid for both McCools and for the county going forward, because he's that type of energetic player who gets around the pitch, and in the modern game, especially at county level, I think he's, you know, he's akin to a Mark McHugh, you know, Mark II sort of. And he did very well when he came on against Down in Breffni Park the previous Sunday, and obviously he's coming into form. I know he had at the back end of last year he had an illness which kind of curtailed his training during the winter time, and he's probably only getting back to near his best and full fitness at this stage, and you know that's good news for Donegal. Mm-hmm. I know the news on Paddy McGrath might be a little negative. I know that I think from what I gather, he does be in trouble after he plays a game with some sort of a groin, or I think it's a groin injury, and he may have to have an injection, and he's not allowed to play for so many days afterwards. So that would be worrying from both Paddy himself for our draw and for Donegal.
Yeah, it certainly would, because he's a kind of a specialist marker back there.
Yes, he does. He does that job. You know, he doesn't. You don't want to see him maybe crossing the 45 or 50 or heading up onto the other side of the field. But what you like to see him is getting very close to the corner forward, whether that be from Monaghan or who else in the future. Mm-hmm. And you know, you wouldn't like to be going out onto the field without him.
Yeah, certainly would not. Well, we'll skip group 3 and go to 4, because group 3 is not completed. So let's go to group 4. At the beginning, called the group of death, you suggest that was a misnomer. Tell us why.
Well, I don't say it was a misnomer, but I think that, you know, the way it turned out, I suppose St. Michael's will be very, very disappointed. Like, they ended up with just a draw in Bundoran, to their credit. They had two home games. They would have been regarded as the favourites, maybe along with Kilcar, especially after the opening round of games. But, you know, they went to Bundoran and only got a draw there. And, you know, their troubles, they don't seem to have fired since winning the Donegal Gaeltacht back on the May bank holiday. I don't think they've won a game since. And, you know, up until that, they were practically unbeatable. But, you know, their fortunes have just gone downhill since that. Then, you know, they still had it in their own hands last night, with Glenswilly going down, and I know Glenswilly would have been well prepared to go down there, but they had to go without Neil Gallagher, even though I think he almost started, but he only came on near the end. There were some sort of games going on at the start, and Neil was almost about to start. He was togged and ready to go, but he was withdrawn before the whistle was thrown in. But, you know, Glenswilly would have fancied themselves. They had played very well. They played reasonably well in Kilcar and almost got a result at the end, even though probably the Kilcar were the better team on the day. But, you know, they were very good against Bundoran in the second round. They had their 2 points on the board. They knew they needed to win, or possibly a draw would probably have done them, given that their score difference was much superior. But, you know, they went and did a job, and no better team to do a job at the moment. Like, they're one of the focus teams, and you know they're going through into the runners-up group. And I suppose I was saying earlier, nobody would have liked to have got Niamh Connell. I don't think anybody will want to get Glenswilly when the draw has been made, whether that's next weekend or whatever, because the winners, you know, you could have a St. Eunan's Glenswilly quarter-final, or you could have a Kilcar Glenswilly quarter-final. As far as I know, there's no stipulation in the regulations which will, you know, stop a team actually drawing the side that they beat in their group or they played in their group. I checked that with the county chairman this afternoon, and he said, well, if it says in the regulation, he says that's probably the way they have to go. And I think the regulation in the booklet says that, you know, there isn't anything to stop Kilcar playing Glenswilly or St. Eunan's playing Mallon when that draw is made.
That makes it very interesting. Did they draw up rules for the draw for the quarter final, you know, for this championship specifically?
Yes, there's regulations in the fixture booklet, and it's just that the winners go into one pot and the runners up go into another, and mm-hmm. the quarter finals are made that way. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, and there's nothing in the regulations to state, you know, that you avoid which would probably have maybe should be in the regulations. Maybe they should have been, you know, you should avoid maybe your group opponents until the semi-final. But mm-hmm. it's not in the regulation at the moment unless they bring out some sort of a special regulation at county committee or whatever.
Well, I suppose one would have to say Kilcare, the farm team in Group 4, maximum points, beating St Michael's, Glenswilly and indeed Bundoran comprehensively in the last game.
Yeah, themselves and St Junior's are the only teams who have played 3-1-3, and you know that actually will be true because the other group they all drew their first round games. So they're the only two teams with full points from their opening three games. And I suppose the win at home, the first game against Glenswilly was the game, the decider for the group as such. But no, they did go to the Bridge in Dunmanaghy and beat St Michael's fairly comprehensively. And like last night's result, I was at that game in Bundoran, and it wasn't really a contest. It was something like 1-12 to a point at half time, and they got a second goal by 7 or 8 minutes into the second half, and they finished 2-19, and they were only in second or first gear at that stage. They were winding down. I know Bundoran were short quite a few as well, and you know, for them to compete, they would need to have everyone on board, and even at that, it would have been a tough test for them.
What about the Kilcare County men?
They're all going very, very well, and even Michael Haggerty as well. Mark McHugh gave a performance from centre half back last night that was equally as good as the previous week in Breffni, and he seems to have his fitness levels have got back to where he was last year, which is very, very good news. Patrick McBurty just tormented the Bundoran defence. He scored 1-5, but he was involved in nearly all of the scores. And Ryan McHugh at centre half forward also did very, very well. But they had quite a number of other good performers: Kieran McGinley and Barry McGinley, Michael Haggerty, as I said. They have a very strong panel at the moment. Owen McHugh only came on as a sub. They had a few more. Glenn McBrearty was out injured, and they're going to be there or thereabouts. They would probably be targeting the championship this year. They went close last year, you know, under the lights in Convoy. There was only a last minute, a late goal from St Junius knocked them out, and they're going to be one of the sides certainly that, you know, that you would think are in contention.
Mm-hmm. Let's move to Group 3. That's Killybegs, Termon, Dunloe, Gador. Killybegs 9 points, Termon 8, and Dunloe 1-6, Gador 1-11. They top the table, but they've won a series of matches to go.
Yeah, Gador seem to be in a strong position now because they actually have Termon at home in their final game. And, you know, if you were going to the bookies, I'd say they'd be getting poor. You'd be getting very, very low odds on them topping the group. The other game left, Killybegs at home to Dunloe. It'll be much tighter. I think Killybegs have something like a 6-point swing at the moment in their favour. Dunloe would have to beat them by six to actually go through. A small defeat or a draw will do Killybegs. And, you know, it's remarkable that Killybegs have played, I think it's 8 or 9 league games and haven't won one, and they haven't lost a championship match in the two outings so far. So it just shows you the difference between league and championship. Mm-hmm. They were lucky enough to hold on last night. Termon were coming back at them towards the end. I think they led by 8-2 at one stage, but only won by a point in the end. While I think Gador were nearly always in control against Dunloe. And, you know, the remarkable statistic from that game is that Neil McGee scored a goal and a point from full back, which maybe Jim McGinnis might be converting him to further up the field.
Well, Neil wouldn't mind that. He seems to like to get away up the field every so often.
Well, it doesn't do them any harm. Both himself and Eamon, two naturally gifted footballers. Some would say Eamon even more naturally so. He's, you know, real flair player. But, you know, Neil has been doing that. He gets itchy at cornerback or fullback sometimes, and he has to go on the run. And he's very difficult to stop when he gets a bit of momentum up. As forwards know, but to the stage, you know, when you run into him, you're inclined to bounce off him.
You sure are.
Ask Stephen O'Neill.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he's hard to stop, is right. Maybe some decide to let him carry on.
well, we won't complain if he does that next day out for Donegal or anywhere down the line between now and September.
Yeah. So the draw will be made. You're not too sure exactly when. Is that the situation?
Well, the other games are down for decision next weekend. But I know there's a meeting of the CCC tomorrow night, and you never know in Donegal whether those two final games in that group three will go ahead. We just don't know. That decision will be made tomorrow night. I'm sure the county management will probably be looking for them off, and on the basis that you have, especially the McGees involved, and Michael Boyle and Adrian Hanlon and Matthew Smith, and Oran McNeilis as well for the door. It's hard to know whether they will go ahead, but the difficulty for the CCC will be finding a date to play them. I know that the quarterfinals were due for, I think, the second weekend in August, but I think there will be a plea made should Donegal reach an All-Ireland semi-final. That would mean winning Ulster and winning their quarter-final. That if they get that far, from what I hear on the grapevine, is that they will be given a free run at the All-Ireland semi-final, that there wouldn't be any championship matches played in the 2 weeks before an All-Ireland semi-final. But that's down the road. To get to that quarter-final stage, the CCC have this problem with this group three with two games left. And I know that there probably will be requests from county management to have next weekend free. But how do you get to a quarter-final stage if you don't play those two matches? That's going to be the dilemma that's between both the county management and the CCC.